Hi everyone, welcome to our daily devotional. Today's chapter comes from 1 Thessalonians 4, and if you have your Bible or your Bible app, I want to encourage you to open it up and follow along with me. This is 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. Finally then, brothers, we ask and urge you in the Lord Jesus that as you receive from us how you ought to walk and to please God, just as you are doing, that you do so more and more. For you know what instructions we gave you through the Lord Jesus. For this is the will of God, your sanctification, that you abstain from sexual immorality, that each one of you know how to control his own body in holiness and honor, not in the passion of lust like the Gentiles who do not know God, that no one transgress and wrong his brother in this matter, because the Lord is an avenger in all these things, as we told you beforehand and solemnly warned you. For God has not called us for impurity, but in holiness. Therefore, whoever disregards this, disregards not man, but God, who gives his Holy Spirit to you. Now concerning brotherly love, you have no need for anyone to write to you, for you yourselves have been taught by God to love one another, for that indeed is what you are doing to all the brothers throughout Macedonia. But we urge you, brothers, to do this more and more, and to aspire to live quietly, and to mind your own affairs, and to work with your hands as we instructed you, so that you may walk properly before outsiders and be dependent on no one. But we do not want you to be uninformed, brothers, about those who are asleep, that you may not grieve as others do who have no hope. For since we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so, through Jesus, God will bring with him those who have fallen asleep. For this we declare to you by a word from the Lord, that we who are alive, who are left until the coming of the Lord, will not precede those who have fallen asleep. For the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a cry of command, with the voice of an archangel, and with the sound of the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first. Then we who are alive, who are left, will be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so we will always be with the Lord. Therefore, encourage one another with these words. Amen. So, if you joined us yesterday in our devotional on 1 Thessalonians 3, you know that Paul just received a report on of the Thessalonians' ongoing steadfastness of hope in the midst of affliction, and he's encouraged by their faith. He's comforted that they are remaining steadfast in the Lord in the midst of suffering. And he goes on to share about his hope that they would just continue to be abounding in love, abounding in love for one another and love for the Lord. His desire is to see this Thessalonian church thrive spiritually. And he gives more specific instruction in chapter 4 today. And there are three kind of overarching topics that Paul brings up. Those three topics are sexual morality, brotherly love for one another, as well as encouragement about what will happen to those who have passed away, to those who have died already. And he encourages those who are grieving over the loss of their loved ones. Today, I want to talk about the first area, which is sexual morality. One of the biggest questions that we ask in our day is, Lord, what is your will? What is your will for my life? What is your will for the church? And he makes it very clear in this chapter. He says, this is the will of God for you, your sanctification. Sanctification is different from salvation. Salvation is what happens when we believe in Jesus Christ. It's something that happens when, by the grace of God, we put our faith in Jesus and we receive the free gift of eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. Now, just because we're saved doesn't mean that we somehow automatically become this holy person and everything is now aligned with who God is and his heart. That is what sanctification is. Sanctification is being purified by the blood of Jesus. It's being cleansed to become more and more like Christ. It's this lifelong journey, this lifelong process of becoming holy. And that is what God's will is for the church in Thessalonica, and that is God's will for you and me today. It is for our sanctification. And one of the more specific ways that we can be sanctified is by abstaining from sexual immorality. This is talking about sexual purity and holiness. And, you know, a lot of us know this. To be sanctified, we need to abstain from sexual morality and pursue holiness and purity. But one of the challenges with this is that it's not so black and white. The Bible doesn't tell us, don't do this specific thing, but do this instead. There's overarching buckets of areas that where we can pursue holiness and purity, but we know that in our day-to-day life, there needs to be wisdom. We need more of God's wisdom in order to do this. And one example is this: unless you're married to your significant other, it is wise not to live together or to stay overnight. To do so would be opening this wide open door to invite lustful thoughts and to fall into temptation and to break boundaries. And that is an area of wisdom. The Bible doesn't give us step-by-step instruction on how we can actually pursue sexual purity and holiness, but this is one of those practical steps that we can take to protect ourselves from falling into lustful thoughts and falling into sexual sin. And so as we think about this command to pursue sanctification, to abstain from sexual morality, we need more of the wisdom of God. And that's one of the convictions that I was just receiving in my own life. You know, just because perhaps maybe you and I have grown out of certain lustful patterns doesn't mean that we are far from it. We are always vulnerable to sexual sin, and the Lord is calling us to be active in abstaining from sexual morality, but also being active in pursuing holiness and purity. And in order to do this, we need to ask for the Lord's wisdom, and we need to heed it when we are convicted by the Holy Spirit in certain direction, and we say, yes, Lord, I'm going to do this. I'm going to do this because it is for my sanctification and for your glory. Let's pursue holiness, sexual purity, for the glory of God. That is God's will for our lives. Your sanctification and my sanctification. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for telling us point blank what your will is for our lives. It is our sanctification. And we pray, Father, that you would help us to receive more of your wisdom through your Holy Spirit. Give us, Lord, wisdom in our contexts, in our specific situations, on how we can flee youthful lust, how we can put to death sexual morality, and to know, God, that our bodies are a temple of the Holy Spirit. God, we have been bought with a price. And so, Lord, our bodies are no longer our own. It is for you. It is for your glory. And so we want to honor you. We want to worship you. We want to be, Lord, glorifying to you in and through every part of our body. And so, Lord, cleanse our lustful thoughts and give us, Lord, a heart of obedience so that we might be holy and blameless in your eyes. God, we want to live a life that is pleasing to you. Help us to do this by your Spirit. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Thanks for joining us, and I hope that we can continue to both individually but also together as one body in Christ pursue sanctification and holiness for the glory of God. Have a great day.